You are listening to 漫画先生。
Hey everyone, it's 漫画先生。How are we doing? Today, we're talking about the last verb when it comes to the three major vector verbs and their subsidiary, higher diction, lower diction variants. So we've talked already about あげる, we've talked about くれる, and today we're talking about もらう. If you don't know what I'm talking about up until now, please go and visit the episode I did three episodes ago called Vector Verbs, and also listen to the あげる and the くれる podcast episodes as well to help you understand how the giving and receiving works from areas of information. Today we're probably going over the easiest version upon understanding the other two. We know that in あげる verbs, that the giver is marked with wa and the receiver is marked with ni. In the same fashion, but opposite, we have the person receiving is a ni and the person giving is marked with wa. But however, you will be usually marking yourself in that way because you are receiving of the object, not giving of the object. The person based with kureru is giving, right? They're the one doing the verb and you're the ni is receiving. Morau fixes that kind of loophole. Morau is when you mark yourself with wa, usually, and they are the one receiving. They are the one receiving. So let's go over that again so it makes sense, because this took me a long time and I kept having to repeat it to myself. So Ashley wa Jacob ni hon wo ageta. Ashley gave Jacob the book. If I can say Ashley wa Jacob ni hon wo kureta, Ashley gave Jake the book, okay? And usually, or watashi ni, I was given the book by Okawa-san or Ashley. And then today, we're going to be doing watashi wa Ashley-san ni hon wo moraimashita. I am the wa. I am the one receiving. This is often used when asking someone to do something for you. We know we can put a verb in base te and add ageru or kureru onto it, or sashiageru or kudasaru onto the verb to make it more polite if we'd like. There's a version of that as morau as well. We'll talk about it in just a moment. However, if someone takes a picture of me, I can ask that as a question. じゃあ、私は、あの、写真を撮ってもらえませんか? So let's go with that whole sentence. 私は、I am going to be the one receiving, so I am talking. I am be the one receiving, so I am talking. I am wa. 私は写真, a picture, を撮る is the verb, 撮ってもらう。撮ってもらいます。もらう becomes base 2, becomes もらい。And then もらい plus ます、もらいます。もらいます pass, plus か makes it a question. もらいますか?撮ってもらいますか? Could I have you take a picture of me, please? So I am asking to receive of something. Let's go another example here. So if I want to say, I received, not, right? I was given or Ashley gave me. It's I received from Yamato-san. Yamato-san wa watashi ni sake wo moraimashita. So Yamato-san got sake from me. So I threw you off there, didn't I? Yamato-san wa, he's the one receiving. Watashi ni sake wo moratta. If I was watashi wa Yamato-san ni sake wo moratta, I received sake from Yamato-san. We often see, and as on purpose, that the ni is an arrow. Sometimes, however, it's not always pointing away from you to an object. It's sometimes pointing to you. Or it's sometimes pointing from something to you or to another thing. So the person whose wa is receiving. That's always the easiest thing to remember with morau. The person with ni is receiving with kureru, and the person with wa is giving in the in ageru. Now, what happens if I want to increase my diction? If I want to make it more polite? Well, if you ever had dinner at a Japanese person house or watched a Japanese TV show, you'll sometimes hear them say, hi, itadakimasu. Itadakimasu is itadaku. The verb itadaku is the higher brow version of morau. So if I were in Japan, I would ask a random passerby, すみません. Excuse me. Chotto. Or a little, right? Trying to be polite by hedging. ちょっと写真を撮ってもらえますか? Would you please take a picture of me? 撮っていただけませんか? Could I receive? I'm saying that I, 私は, right? 私は写真を撮っていただけますか? Could I receive of you honorifically taking a picture of me? So I'm raising that diction up, trying to be more polite when asking a question. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Tomorrow, we're going to go over a couple of confusing parts. We're going to go over this all over again and to make sure it all makes sense. And thank you so much for listening to the Manga Sensei podcast.